what happened?
Oh, okay. No, first of all, I wanted a latte from Better Buzz. This great coffee place.
It is their spot.
Do we only have one in the Vegas?
No.
There's two?
There's multiple, yeah. I don't know if there's more than two, but I know there's two.
Okay. Sure. We love it. It just opened on St. Rose not too long ago. They have great lattes. You get a latte,
right? Their food. You know, yes. I recently tried a ham and cheese croissant. Have you had that? It was good?
Oh no. You need to try their better breakfast sandwich or whatever it is.
I almost got it.
Yes.
It's good?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. My favorite. And I add avocado. But I really wanted a lavender latte. But you guys, I probably would have been like an extra 30 minutes just because like driving to St. Rose. So I went to Starbucks.
And not to mention their drive-thru line does not move.
No.
It does not move. Okay.
First of all, I went to Starbucks. This decides not to answer, okay? And I'm like, which, mind you, I should know her order, but I don't, because I kid you not, it changes every time. Sometimes it's a pecan whatever, sometimes it's a white espresso, I don't know. Okay, so I'm just like, okay, I have to wing it. First of all, I don't know what I was thinking. I got a matcha latte. I don't drink matcha, you guys, but somebody had showed me a matcha latte the other day with chai, and I'm like, wait, it was actually so good. But I ordered it like for this person, and I ordered it the same way, and it did not taste like. So anyways, I got me a matcha latte that tasted like grass, and then I got you iced mocha.
Yeah,
with cold foam.
It was good. It was actually good.
And I was like, this looks like nothing she's ever gotten
before.
I'm
like, not what I get whatsoever. But
it looked like an iced chocolate milk, and I'm like, she's never had this dark of a drink. But whatever.
No, she literally pulled up, and I was like, oh, what did you get? And she was like, a matcha. And I was like, oh, you like matcha? She's like, no. I'm like, okay.
I don't like it, but I tried it, this drink, and I was like, let me get this. But no, you guys, it tastes like grass.
You need to try that honey nut
from Coffee Bean.
Yes, honey nut matcha whatever.
Okay,
I don't know, but you need to speed there. All of you need to speed there and run all the lights for it, because it is. And what? They have such good chocolate chip banana bread.
You're lying. God. No,
it's banana vegan bread is my favorite. So if you guys vegans out there, I'm like. Getting it. I'm getting it. Lost me at the no meat, but I'm getting it. I understand.
No, have to try that. Okay, but anyways,
oh wait, what? And sorry, let me preface, if you guys hear sniffling in this microphone today, the sickness finally got me.
Yeah.
Not for me though. System finally gave out, so we're a little sicky over here.
Yeah. And if I look crazy, I'm sorry, but I didn't want to put makeup on because I got my lips injected yesterday and I'm afraid of infection. So
We're just a mess, but we showed up.
Okay, dating in today's society.
Wait, we didn't even do the intro.
I know, I'm just gonna do it.
Oh. Oh. Okay, go.
Okay. Hi guys, and welcome back to. I
thought you were gonna continue with the way you were saying it.
No, I was gonna. Okay, let me say what I was gonna say. Yeah, right, it's gonna be like this. Look at this intro. It's gonna be a good one, right?
Okay,
it's gonna be. Dating in today's society. Why is it so hard? And then I was going to say, hi guys, and welcome back to Unapologetic.
Oh, okay, okay. Do it all together. Do it all okay, wait.
You're ready?
Locking in.
Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. Okay. I'm not going to say it no more. I'm just going to say hi.
Why?
Hi guys, and welcome back to Unapologetic.
I've had some time off. I Okay, wait. All right, for real.
Some time off is crazy.
Now.
Okay, go.
I remember.
You want me to go again?
Yeah.
Hi, guys, and welcome back to Unapologetic.
If you're new here, thanks so much for tuning into the show. And if you're coming from our last episode, welcome back.
Yes, you guys, this episode may be maybe a day late or so. I don't know yet. Maybe it'll be out today.
No, right. We're trying our best over
we
here.
Are,
this
okay.
is the first live episode. If it does get posted today, this is a live, literally.
Right. Yeah, if it gets posted today, then just know.
Today, posted.
Yeah, we I don't know what that's called, but
hi,
how are you guys doing today? Okay, so yes, today we're gonna talk about dating in today's society, which we kind of touched on. I feel like in our last episode about self-respect,
right?
Because the last episode, you guys, we kind of just winged based off like personal experience. But I feel like dating in today's society is a really great topic, because I feel like we all struggle with just how society is. And I always refer back to social media, you guys, and I'm not like, it can be so many things, but we need to admit here, okay, social media has changed a lot of relationships, right? Not even just romantic relationships, friendships, like how people communicate, right? How people get across their emotions. Like, because all of a sudden in today's society, people, you go on TikTok and it's how to get his attention, how to make him obsessed with you. Like, tell right. the damn man you like him. And if he doesn't like you back, that, you know what I'm saying?
Move
like,
on.
Why are we playing these games, right? But again, I swear, like, I'm not just trying to talk about social media. It all has to do with social media.
Right.
You know, and it's mm-hmm. made people so, I don't know what that is called, like, to where people won't just, like, speak up. Like, just tell them. You know right. what I'm saying?
Well, because they're so used to sitting behind a screen mm-hmm. at this point that they're just like, let me research.
Right. what right. I, like, how do I? Yeah. Like, what are we doing here?
Like,
you guys.
Don't forget to think for yourselves. Yes. Here. Like, hello.
Yeah. We need. I just think that it makes it so much harder because then, I mean, and we've talked about it before. Then there's scenarios to where you do something and then you go on social media and social media will bash you for doing it. Right. Like, you can't just say that you like him or you can't right. just do this and that and the third. Right. But it's like, no, like, just tell the man you like him. And if he feels the same, he'll tell you. But also, you have to be careful because they can obviously lie to you, you know. But the point I was going to get to is because of social media, people have made these long list of what they require for dating and they go and they talk about it, right? Mm. Like, this was, I mentioned this in the last episode, this same exact scenario, because I saw it on TikTok. Is, I think it was this girl saying, like, oh, why is it so hard? And someone responded and was like, well, because you guys go on social media or just go and post things and you're like, oh, I need this, this, and that, and the third.
Right.
You know, and you put all these requirements out there and it can't always be like that, right? Like, you're not going to always find somebody that's just 100% perfect and ready. And, you know, you may have to grow with them. You may right. have to experience. And it's never wrong to grow with somebody as long as they're not a bum, as long as they have a job or they have goals, they have, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I do think sometimes, for both men and women, like, you guys may either require too much or just have way too many. I'm not talking about boundaries. Boundaries is a totally different topic. But I think sometimes you just may be requiring too much from people. And it's like, you're not going to get all that.
I feel like, why did I sound that way? exactly. So basically, to sum that up, mm-hmm. I think social media has just, what's the word, like, everybody has, like, unrealistic expectations mm-hmm. when it comes to dating, when it comes to people, even when it comes to friendships mm-hmm. because of social media. I think another aspect to look at social media when it comes to dating nowadays too is just the, and I think we've talked about this for sure before too, is the temptation that mm-hmm. social media comes with, which makes dating in today's society so hard. Because speaking of unrealistic expectations, I mean, that goes for looks, that mm-hmm. goes for the way that you're supposed to act, and then it goes to, you know, the whole following situation, yeah. the liking of the pictures, the, like, there's so many negative things that come from social media when it comes to dating into today's society mm-hmm. that I'm like,
yeah, it makes it 10 times harder. Right, right.
Like, literally, how do we live?
But that's what I'm saying. Social media shouldn't have that much of an influence on people, but it does.
It does.
You know?
It does.
I don't
know. We're living in a world where just technology in general has mm-hmm. so much influence on today's society, mm-hmm. but
I mean, even when it comes to pictures and editing and this and that, right? Like,
right.
expectations, not even within a relationship, just amongst people, right? You know, they see something and here it's edited and you know what I'm saying? They think they have to look like that and that's not even what they look like. You know, but no, yeah, I think, I mean, I feel like a lot of people don't want to admit that, but social media has really changed interactions between people in every single aspect, you know?
And people, you know, there's a lot of couples content is, like, big nowadays, mm-hmm. too, and couples channels, and you see certain relationship, and you think that a couple is living a specific way with mm-hmm. each other, they act a specific way with each other, and you kind of look at yours like, why don't I have that? Or you start questioning in your mind, you know? Or not only that, if you're not in a relationship, like, you look up to these people mm-hmm. being like, oh my God, they're so, people will only show, like, let you know what they allow. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You can only, like, I feel like it's so easy to get lost mm-hmm. in those things, mm-hmm. but, like, you really do need to keep in mind, like you said, there's nothing wrong with growing with somebody. I would think it's scary if somebody came out the gate trying to be, you know, check every box yes. on my list. Yeah. Like, perfect. You know what I'm right. saying? Because it's like, what are you hiding? Like, because yes. nobody is.
Right.
Nobody is.
But there's so many, and I'm not, like, I'm not trying to be biased, but I see so many females, not even some females that I know, that are like, no, the man needs to have this, and this, and this, and this, and you're like, whoa, like, wait. You know what I'm saying? Because not mm-hmm. only that, but you could be missing out on good people, or people that are generally for you, or your person, if you, like, you're looking down on them for not having certain requirements, right, you know, right. when... You haven't even gotten to know them, but it, because they're lacking this, that, and the third, you're not even giving them a chance,
yeah.
you know? And I just think that, like, you need to, what's it called? Like not let loose, but you need to just give in a little. You need to give a little, you know? If you want a great relationship, it's not always going to be perfect in the beginning, right. you know? And back to the couples thing where you had said, like, people, couples channels and stuff on social media, we don't know what's going on behind closed doors,
right?
Right? No, the relationship never. Could be shit.
They could not even be together, you guys. Right. People are some good, they're in the wrong professions, mm-hmm. good actors and actresses out there. Mm-hmm. And you're over here praising or questioning your relationship that really isn't so bad because right. you see something that you think is really good on the other side. And it's just so silly.
Yeah.
Know? But it is. I mean, it's easy to get lost in things like that when you're on social media and you're, you know what I mean? But I
yeah.
have to... reality check
yourself right you sometimes. Have to just remind yourself that that's just all you see on a screen, you know right. what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm looking at this note that I had about this episode because I actually had a note. Oh, okay, see, and then I put also the second problem with dating in today's society is people throw it away too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you guys, like, the second somebody messes up, you guys just wash your hands with that person way too quickly.
Right.
Like, and mind you, I'm not talking about, like, if they disrespected you. Yeah, I think at the first sign of disrespect, you should be walking away.
For sure. Right, right.
But I think that if it's, like, a little mistake or if it's a mistake where you guys aren't even officially in a relationship, you guys are just dating, you know, or talking or whatever you want to call it, and somebody makes a mistake... You guys shouldn't be just, oh, okay, bye. You know what I'm right. saying? You guys, I think you guys just throw away stuff way too quickly in today's society. And that's another reason that I think it's so hard, because that person could have been your person. And here you are just saying, nah, like your requirements are, the bar is a little bit too high in certain cases. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
And again, I'm not talking about boundaries. I just want to like put a little disclaimer. I'm not talking about boundaries and self-respect and this and that and the third. I'm just talking about little mistakes that you guys
see. What do you think would be like an example
of a mistake?
Yeah, because playing devil's advocate too, I can also see where it's like the first mishap or mistake, depending on what it is, mm-hmm. right? Which is why I want an example. Like, if you're already doing this early, you're already messing this up, okay. this specific thing this early, then I don't have no okay. want to.
Well, okay, but see, I'm going to ask you a question in term, even though you asked me a question. What do you think about, like, lying? Do you think that's something that, like, if you're lying this early?
Depends what the lie was about.
Okay.
You know? Like, if it was, like lying about... where you are, like, what you're doing, mm-hmm. I'm kind of, like, immediately sketch, and I need to know why. That's the other thing, too. If you're not able, if you make a mistake and you're not able to give me a better understanding of why you thought, mm-hmm. you know, that was the right route to do whatever it was that you were doing, then I don't want to hear it anymore.
Right.
If you have to sit there and you're like, I don't know. Okay. Well, right. then I'm good.
You know right. what I mean? And see, that's an example also, though, of, like, see, that's where it gets a little bit tricky. Because lying, okay, let's use that as an example, okay? You just started talking to someone or dating, because dating doesn't mean you're in a relationship. That just means you're, right. you know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
people will take that differently.
Yes.
But you're talking to someone, dating somebody, and they lie to you about maybe where they are or who they're with. See, I also think that, okay, if you're lying this early on, like, why is that happening? But there could be a situation to where maybe see, but I'm not trying to give excuses, and this is where maybe I would say, okay, in this case I would maybe say, okay, you made a mistake, like, I'm gonna forgive you and let's move on, but if you lie again, then I'll be done, right?
Right.
So maybe like a situation to where, like, say somebody is out with somebody and they're lying to you about who they're with, but maybe that person was like, well, I don't know, one, what your reaction is gonna be, two, like, where we are, so, like, I don't want to make you upset. So, and I'm not making excuses for lying. I don't think anyone should be lying. But that's a situation to where I can see, like, okay, you lied. I found out. Like, if you lie again, I'm done.
Right.
You know?
See, but then
you would wash, you would be done.
I feel like I would, because unless I could make sense of the under or like, yeah, of their understanding to me, if they were like, this is why I lied to you, I felt like their intentions were genuine, is like,
and pure, that's what I'm saying.
If they were genuine, like, this is why I lied, but it depends what the lie was. I mean,
and wait, what if you had like a genuine connection with this person?
I don't know, you don't because know? The other thing is like, the other thing, what was I going to say? No, I had something to say about what you said.
About the situation?
Yeah.
You were saying if their intentions are pure, like if they're actually, like if you can understand.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Because my thing is too, is like, if they lie once, right? Mm-hmm. And you decide to forgive them because it's a genuine connection, whatever. By the second time, if there's a second time that they do lie and they put you, you know, back in that position, I feel like at that point, that's on you.
Because you gave them that chance.
Yeah, you already knew what you were going into. So at that point, it's not a matter of like, oh my God, you like, you know, they already showed you their true colors so early on that it's like, that's on you. So I guess it depends if you think the connection is genuine enough to where you know you're putting yourself in a position that you can get hurt again, you know, so easily, then you just got to be prepared,
like, okay with that. Yeah, and I agree with that. Like, I think that, and if you have the understanding, right, like you're not delusional, you're like, well, I'm the one that knew this and decided to do it again,
right,
then I'm like, okay, because I think I would do that. I'd be like, okay, he lied, but you know, if I think he's genuine and we have a connection, then I'm gonna do it again,
right?
But yeah, the second time, then I'll be like, that's on me, like, done, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's an example, lying, even though I don't know, but I don't know, but I think that was a very good example of, like,
so.
Yeah, like, right. A little mistake.
Yeah.
I just think that there's even like smaller things that men will make a mistake or women will make a mistake, and the guys
people
just
are like done.
Yeah, yes. And I'm like, okay,
it's like so hard. I feel like that's one of those things that I see both sides on so clearly. Like, I can understand. And that's really what it comes down to, is how that person feels, like how much that person feels for the other person, right? Because I can see somebody start talking to somebody and something goes wrong, whatever the case may be, and they're like, all right, I'm cool. And I could understand why they would feel that way. But then I can also see if somebody's like, damn, like, I really want this to work. This is really not that big of a deal to me. I'm going to take the chance and do it again. You know, continue. Right. I can also see that too.
See?
So it's like, it depends. You never know until you're the one in that
the situation. Right. Yeah. But I do think, as I said it a billion times, like, disrespect is way different. Like, obviously, at the first sign of disrespect, you should be walking away, because then I think that shows them, like, kind of what you'll put up with.
You're in for.
Yeah. But another thing about, like, dating with today's society is, well, I don't know. I guess it depends where you are, but I think there's too many people that have problems with people's history. Do you know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Yeah. Like, I think every situation is different, but I think it comes to a point in time where, like, we're grown.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know how to explain this too well, besides the fact that I think if you genuinely like somebody and you genuinely have a connection with them, then their history shouldn't matter. Like we said, I think in the first or second episode. Now, mind you, as long as they haven't slept with 100 billion people in the city,
right?
Different topic.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But in terms of just their history, I think that if you have a connection with them, then it shouldn't really.
Wait, I just thought of a good example.
Okay.
Back to what we were just talking about.
Okay.
Because a good example is, like, people get mad as little as, oh my God, and I can't stand this. This to me is like user error. if you are quick to cut somebody off because it's as little as something like, oh, like, they didn't text me back quick enough, or I haven't heard from them all day. Girl,
right.
Grow up.
See?
Grow up.
But that's a perfect example of that's what people actually be doing.
No,
they'll be like, he took 8 hours. The man was working.
Right. Or like.
Or with his friends.
Doing
or
anything else.
Right.
You know, that's where trust really comes into play, which I mean, then again, I don't know. I was going to say, I also understand, because, you know, this is like a new person to you and you don't know if you could really trust them yet, but I feel like my mechanism is, I trust them until they give me a reason not to.
Yes.
So for me, there's really nothing that I'm like, oh my, I don't know. That's just giving, like, calm down.
Yes.
And if somebody did that to me, That's where I'd cut their ass right back off, because I'm not dealing with that. You know,
right,
what I'm
right.
Like, that's annoying.
But that's what I'm saying, and I think that kind of pertains more to. I mean, there could be men like that, but I think that pertains more to women. I'm like, yeah. Girl, like it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like right. I promise you, I can go a day without talking to somebody, and I'm like, okay, it's fine. Like we're both busy,
right?
Because even me, right? Like I will. forget because I'm on my phone, mind you. I do social media, but I don't know how to explain. It's just different sometimes. Like when I'm focused on social media making clips or something, I'm for not sure. even looking at my text, or I'll look at it and be like, oh yeah, let me respond, but then I forget.
That's and that, I'm the most busiest unbusy person that you'll ever meet. Okay, I never really doing nothing, but at the same time I'm always doing something where I'm like, hold on, I need to log into my Target trip. I need to make sure I get every single item that's on this damn list that I didn't even actually write out. I'm just going off my head.
Yes.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. You know what I mean?
Yes. Like, yeah. So. Or literally for me, I'm like, I'll wake up and I'll see this message, right? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to respond to that. But then I go make my daughter breakfast. I make me breakfast. I'm like, oh,
like
I got
to. Happen throughout
your
day.
They just do. So it's like, bro, yeah. In terms of, that's a good example of someone. And then they're like, I'm done with you. Like, you're taking entirely way too long.
Like, oh
okay,
my
I didn't
want
to talk to you. If you're going to be like that, I don't want to talk to you anyway.
Ever like leave me alone.
Yeah, no, that's another good example, which I was gonna bring up, but I didn't know how to like I don't know why that's a good example, but
back to what you were saying. No, people's history. No, that's true. Mm-hmm. I agree. I think people hold on to things. See, that's another thing. I see both sides, but I feel like I am at the end of the day majority of the side. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, how are you going to hold the past against them? You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's just one of those things that depending on what the past is, you're going to know what you kind of signed up for.
Right.
But to be like, oh, you did this 3 years ago?
Right.
I'm good.
I'm just like, okay, maybe you aren't ready to be in a relationship, because I don't know, you guys, if you'd like, this is like the biggest takeaway, I think, from this whole episode. Is if you have a genuine connection with somebody, like, you have a genuine connection. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, there may be, as long as you're not getting disrespected. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, F all these little tiny little factors.
Right.
You know? And I think that's the biggest issue is, like, if you have a connection with somebody, like, who cares, one, what people think.
Right.
What the history is, as long as it's not, you know, getting with the whole city. But, yeah, I think that's another.
I think it's just a matter of, like, being realistic. Like, people right. are so unrealistic. Mm-hmm. It's like,
oh, they have unrealistic, like, expectations.
Yeah, like, you know, or and sometimes, like, they don't even necessarily believe in the expectations themselves. They just know that if somebody else heard or on social media it said this way, like, oh, don't get involved, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In this, whereas you, like, think for yourself, like, right. does it really bother you if you really like this person?
Right.
Or not? Probably not. So
exactly.
Don't think about what best friend or mom is going to think.
Exactly. You know what I mean? That's what I was going to say, too, is there's a lot of situations where I feel like you guys will let, like, your friends or whatever get, you know what I'm saying? But if your gut is telling you, like, a certain thing about a certain situation, then go with your gut. That's my number one advice. You know what I'm saying? Because there's been times where, like, I've asked, like, friends, and, like, a friend will be like, and I'll like, almost always believe them. They'll be like, no, like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, this man does not like you, this, that, and the third, or whatever. But I'm like, no, I'm going to say this and that and the third. And I'm like, glad that I said this and that and the third, because the response was total opposite of what my friend thought. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, you guys can't let all these external, like, all this noise get in your head, you know, because that's going to ruin something that could potentially be really good.
And I think the other thing is, even if you're wrong, even if you decide to go against what everybody else says and you're wrong, like, you'll get over it.
And
like,
at least,
it's okay.
Right.
Now you know.
Yeah, and at least you feel better, because then it's never like a what if. Like, you did it. You know what I'm saying? So you're not constantly like wondering, like, what if I did say this and that and the third.
Okay, no. Another thing that I think is big in dating in today's society is online dating.
Oh,
I feel like
the
apps? Yes, that has such an impact for a while now. Like, it's been a long run. But we're like the generation of being online.
Yeah.
So, first of all, what do you think about online dating?
I've never had an app in my entire life.
Me either.
And I don't think I will ever get an app in my entire life.
You guys, I need to know how you guys are not scared for your life.
Right. I watch too many documentaries, okay?
No, right. I'm like, so you're willing to, like, meet with this person?
No.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
And,
don't
well, know. Actually, what do you think? I just saw a topic. I don't know if it was on TikTok or, like, a tweet or whatever it was. But it was like, Instagram has turned into a dating app. What do you think of that? Like, see, I think that's different.
Why?
Because you have like all these tagged in highlights, sure. Like whatever.
And like you can see, you know, I was about to expose myself.
The family. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's what I was gonna say though, but you can.
Yeah.
You can tell a lot about a person from
their Instagram.
Instagram, 100%. But unless they're like sneaky, which that's not the one you want to meet with. But no, I would agree. It is different. But it is kind of like a dating app.
I think so too. Yeah. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. You guys, this all ties back into social media. Like, hello, here we have Instagram. What are you following new girls for? You obviously are interested. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Back into terms of that, which we've talked about a million times. Hello, like, that's what it's for. Like, to follow people, interact with them. Like, I don't know. If you've never met this person and they're not a friend, then I just...
See, but if you think that's what it's for, that's what Instagram is for, then no. What do you think about having a social media in a relationship?
I don't think... that's what it's for, but I think if you're like single, that can very, very easily be what it,
for sure,
you know, not what I'm saying,
sure, yeah. That's what a lot of people use it for,
yeah,
but that's not what everyone uses it for.
Right, like I like Instagram to see what my friends are doing,
right,
and to post my pictures. Let me tell you, I take my pictures very seriously on Instagram. Yeah, and actually just recently, which is so funny that you made the comment, you're like, Instagram, you can see like a person's true self.
Yeah.
I literally, today was the first time that I posted a vlog on Instagram. Like, I post vlogs all the time on TikTok, and I'm so scared to post it on Instagram, but I posted one. So
you did?
Yes. You did, like, because my vlogs on TikTok are like where I literally wake up out of bed and get ready. Mm. And I, oh gosh, it's still making me nervous. Yes. But because Instagram, y'all, is different. But anyways.
It is.
Yeah,
it
the is. Dating apps? I don't know. Hell no.
I can't.
No.
I can't. And I just don't see the need, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like there are things out there like Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Or so it's
like,
you go out.
Yeah. You know, like, interact with real people. No, but for real, like, I don't know.
There's a TikTok that I saw, and it's like, honey, you're not going to meet anybody if you're just in the house.
Like, it's not going to happen, you guys.
No, but literally, you guys just go. I don't know. I don't. And then I'll just. I feel like I'll never. Bless you. No. I feel like I'll never know somebody. I don't know. I just feel like I'll never truly know somebody. I don't know why I feel that way.
I don't know. The whole
dating apps.
I have friends, and I see them.
That do it?
Yeah. Yeah, crazy. But like people sign up for Tinder, and we all know what y'all are signing up for.
Tinder, okay, yeah, that's Tinder.
You're not trying to find no love of your life on Tinder. Exactly.
That's one where you swipe,
I think.
Or no,
I think you swipe on all of them. I don't know. You guys, okay. Let us know. Shit,
yes,
yeah. We don't.
No,
okay, so no online dating over
no.
here.
Mm-mm. But I'll follow someone on Instagram and be like, oh no, yeah. I'm not gonna say anything. We talked about that.
Yeah, watch our last episode to see, right, sliding in the DMs. But
no, exactly. But yeah, no, dating apps are just a little bit too,
they scare me.
Yeah,
they just scare me.
Too scary. What are other problems of dating today, Sadie? I think that people, I mean, it kind of ties into unrealistic expectations. I think that, like, you guys are, I think this one relates more to men. Well, no, I don't know, actually. Like, I feel like I'm such a goofy person that's the only thing about social media that can make it hard is, like, you don't know somebody based off their social media, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when I actually meet somebody, I'm like, ooh, I'm, like, super goofy. Or, like, they may not even see that side of me until, right, like, you know what I'm saying? And then I feel like there's, right, some men that are they're just too serious. People that are too serious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I guess it just goes into, like, who's right for you and who's not right for you.
That's the other thing too, is, okay, you can, okay, I need to retract what I said. You can get an idea, okay, about somebody from their Instagram, but the other thing that you guys need to be careful with too is, I feel like a lot of people like create
a picture, an image,
version, yeah, of somebody by looking at their social media, so that when you really meet them, you're like, oh, what the hell. Who the fuck is this? Yes. Like, this was not the, you know. So maybe like have a phone call first, at least something, FaceTime. I don't know.
But also, when we were saying like you have to, okay, I kind of don't agree with like and people say this all the time when they're like, okay, like I'll meet somebody and I'll talk about where they met them, and they'll be like, well, you're not gonna meet your husband in a bar. I don't necessarily agree with that because we're both at a bar,
right?
Right. I don't and
like, yeah, no, that's true. That's a good point.
You know?
Because we're both there. No, I feel like, okay, I feel like it's not impossible.
Yeah.
Obviously, right? Yes. And I feel like people that say that know that, right?
Yes.
Hopefully.
But that's where, again, unrealistic expectations comes, because they're like, well, you met him at a bar. What are you expecting? What do you mean? I'm at a fucking bar.
We were at the bar together, girl.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. What? We all go, what do you... Like, that's what I don't get, is we all go out. Like, I can still have my freaking goals and wake up and go to right. Pilates at 7 in the morning and do yeah. this and do that and take care of what I need to take care of. But it's okay that I'm going out, and it's okay that he's going out.
See, but I feel like it's... I hate to keep saying this, but it's...
Situational?
It varies. It varies by person, because if we're being realistic, mm-hmm. there are people out there like that, like you... Mm-hmm. Right, that go and still have their shit together, mm-hmm. and they're having fun, and they're able to stay out till 4 a.m but he can still wake up by 7 to go yeah. to his big boy job.
Yeah.
However, majority of them probably ain't like that,
right?
But that's the other thing, is I feel like, I don't know, maybe that's just an us thing, though. I feel like I'm confident enough to say that we would be able to have a good gauge, mm-hmm. you know, like, of that kind of person.
I think so, too.
I feel like, maybe not off bat. Mm-hmm.
I would say off bat.
But, like, no, but I'm saying for, like, I guess majority of people, maybe you won't know off bat, but, like, after one time, you should damn know
yeah.
what kind of person this is, you know? But then again, I don't know. I feel like we're just... We read the room very
yeah.
quickly, very yeah. easily.
I think so, too. And we can especially tell when somebody's, like, bull.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, if you guys want to pay for a course, we can
let us
teach
know.
You. Or we can teach you how to do that.
No, yeah.
It's truly a gift.
Yeah, because I feel like if I meet somebody, I can really tell. I'm like, oh, like, you actually don't seem... You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, like, you know. And that's because of maturity. Mm-hmm. That's because of, you know, in talking to... And I'm not saying every single time you talk to somebody, especially if you're out at the bar, you're going to talk about your damn goals and aspirations right. to be able to know. But, you know, just by the way someone talks, by the way they carry themselves, what kind of... vocabulary they use, I feel like you can get kind of an idea of, like,
yeah,
do you have your shit together?
Yeah,
you know?
And that's another thing about dating in today's society, you guys, like, you should be able to at least, like, read them. Like, if you're like, if it's hard to make conversation, that's probably not your person.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, these people are like, oh, how would I would have known? I'm like, girl, he can't even hold a conversation.
Right?
Of course, he's
two words,
not,
and then it gets, like, quiet.
Yeah, no.
Like, that's how you know, especially. Like, I've met people and we can just talk and talk and talk, and then right. I meet people and it's just like,
never again.
Yeah.
Never again.
So it's like, hello, you should have a little bit of an idea.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So.
And I feel like people don't admit that enough. You know, mm-hmm. they don't admit that. But I also do agree with the fact that a lot of people be lying.
Yeah.
That's the other thing that's kind of scary, you know?
And some people are good at it. Yeah. Very good at it.
So he might sit there and be like, yeah.
I'm a financial advisor.
Right. Right. Whole time he's an Uber driver. But I don't know.
So another thing about dating in today's society is, what do you think about all the clubs and going out and stuff like that? See, okay, so say you meet someone in a bar, okay, right. and you like them, you start talking to them, you start dating them, but you're not in a relationship, like, obviously they still have the right to go out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's obviously until you're in a relationship.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that when you're in a relationship, you have no business being at the club by yourself.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. But I also feel like, okay, to play devil's advocate, like,
if it's a girl's
birthday party, like, oh. you start going or you start talking to somebody and they still have the right to go out, but it also is starting to seem like, as you're talking to them, that's all they ever do.
Is go out?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's no, like... because I've been going out, I'm not going to lie, like, every weekend.
Quiet. The silence. The laugh. No, but okay. So, okay. Well, then if that's the case, what if he had an issue with that with you? Like, ooh, like, I don't know. Like, I really like this girl, but it seems like she goes out every weekend. I don't know if she's going to be able to... let that go once we start.
So dating. His issue is he thinks I'm not gonna be able to stop.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'd be like, hello, I can stop right now.
Okay, but then switch it again. You're the one, right, that likes mm-hmm. this guy. You guys are talking, it seems like all he's doing is going out, And then you guys start dating, and he's like, I mean, this is all you've ever known about me. You've always known that I like to go out, and this is what I like to do. So why would it be a problem all of a sudden?
I'm cutting you off.
But because see, it's like, that's where it's tricky, though.
Okay. But okay. Okay. Let's talk about it. I think that single people go out, not all the time. We can have fun with our friends. But I think that they do enjoy meeting new people.
Okay.
So I think that.
So then don't you think you would have an issue if the person that you're talking to is like going out?
Oh, if we're not dating?
Yeah, because that's what he was obviously trying to do. That's how you guys started talking.
No. Okay. If I met somebody and I met him going out. Okay. And then next weekend he's like, oh, I'm going out with my friends. Like, I'd be like, okay, like me too. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Right, and then next weekend he's like, oh, yeah, me. I don't think I would have a problem with it. Until like it's reached the point where we are getting more serious, and right. I think that like if we're getting more serious, but see, I still wouldn't have a problem with it. Like if he's going out with his friends because they have plans, like not just going out to go out. Or I don't see that can kind of be situational. See,
yeah, right. Because it's like there's not a fucking event every weekend.
Every weekend. See, okay, that's what I agree with. I think that if you're just like, oh, we're gonna go see how this lounge is, then I'd be like. Why?
Right.
Like, you know, like, and I also think that if we're talking, like, why don't you want me to come with you?
Exactly. No, exactly.
So I don't know. See, it's situational. I think that, but I think if someone is trying to say that, like, oh, you, this is all you knew of me, I go out,
like, boy.
Then that's where I'm going to leave you in the past.
Right,
like,
right.
I'm just like, no, I don't, because that, for me, that can be like, I like to enjoy going out with my friends and I like to have a good time. Like, that's what I really enjoy that because, like, if I'm off the next day, if I don't have anything to worry about, then, like, why not?
Yeah.
But for me, I'm not addicted to it. Like, it can easily be changed.
Right,
I do love having a good time, but I believe I can have a good time with my partner.
Yeah.
You know?
See, and that's the other thing I was going to say, too. I feel like if you actually start liking somebody,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a matter of not necessarily where it's this whole big conversation of like, oh, like now that we're getting serious, like let's stop going out as much. I feel like it's going to be automatic to where it's just like not even a question. You guys are going to want to be with each other.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not going to be like, okay, like let's really slow it down here. It's going to be like, oh, well, who cares about that? Either we're going there together or like, who cares? Let's go. We're going to go do something else. We have, you know, other plans together. So
no, that's what I agree with that. Yeah, but that's another example of you guys should kind of be able to tell.
Yeah,
you know, if they're like a party animal or if they have their together or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But
heavy on the fact of when you are together,
you shouldn't be doing that.
There's no reason why you should be in the club,
right?
Without.
But then there's people that are gonna be like, oh, if it's my girl's birthday party.
See, I still feel like. Okay, wait, let me think about this one. I feel like I get... Okay, I feel like if it's like a...
But then what if you said it's his guy's birthday party?
I know. See, that's the thing. I was almost going to say I feel like if it's just like a one-time occurrence, like it's really not, then like maybe. But the club is crazy.
Okay, right, because the club, one, I don't think I've ever seen a section full of all men.
Right,
like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, you're at the club. Like, you're at the club.
Yeah.
So, one, I don't get why. Okay, I think a guy's night for a birthday is different if y'all, you're going to go eat. You might go golf, top golf, something.
Right, right, right.
That's have different. Yeah. I think the club, that's just kind of, yeah. And I do think that I'm not going to lie. I do think that for a girl as well. I don't. Personally, and we've talked about this before, I don't think I have any business going to the club on my own.
Me either.
Like, yeah.
Me either.
Yeah.
Because you know what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously, like, okay, a girl's comp section at this club is way different because you have, but usually if you're going for your birthday, then you know somebody that set it up for you and you should be able to bring your boyfriend and your boyfriend. You know what I'm saying?
No, I was just going to say, that's the other thing. Unless, like, I can bring you or you can bring me, which you would think, I don't. Maybe that's just us, though. Because, like, to me, that's automatic. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was like, oh, all girls, but I knew that you were in a relationship and you were like, well, the only way that I'm comfortable and that he's comfortable with going is if he can come, I'd be like, so bring him. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So bring him. I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Because there is, I mean, like I said, there's situations, but that's what I'm saying. That's a totally different, like, there's comp to girl sections.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You shouldn't be going to a comp girl section.
No.
Yeah, like that. And for a birthday, then y'all should be able to bring each other.
I'm like, meet you after?
yeah, no.
That's insane.
Yeah, I just think that that's, I think the club is a, Yeah, I don't agree with that.
See, I don't agree with it either, but I will try to play devil's advocate just to see what we would say about it. Is a lot of people be like, oh, well, I trust my partner. My partner trusts
me. But it's not about trust.
It's about respect.
Yes. And that's what people argue till they turn blue, is they'll be like, oh, you, that's what they'll say. They'll be like, you guys are so insecure, this and that, and the third. It's not about security. It's not about, it's just about respect.
Yeah.
And a boundary.
I was just going to say boundaries.
Yeah. And everyone has different boundaries. If that's what you want your man doing, that's what you want your man doing. But that's not what I will have my man doing.
Not at all. Not at all.
So good luck to you. No, I'm just kidding.
Good luck, Charlie.
Because let me tell you, I see what these relationship men right. be doing no, in the right. club.
And it's they, all fun and games and trust and insecurity up until it's your man. You know what I mean?
That's like, that goes back to our last episode of self-respect, of those girls like, oh, he comes home to me at night.
Okay. I don't care what he did, as long yeah. as you know where home no. is. I can't imagine.
No, dude.
I can't imagine.
No. Mm-mm. No. Or what if, like, what about dating in today's society where, like, obviously, like, a physical attraction is needed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And what if, like, you've been talking to this person for so long and you're like, ooh, like, I like them. And then you finally eventually do it and you're like.
Wait, do what?
Like, oh, it? Yeah.
And it's not good. Oh, no.
Like, what would you do in that situation?
I feel like.
Or do you feel like it needs a second chance?
Yeah. You do? No, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you can't go off one experience.
Yes, I agree with that.
Because they can be nervous. Yeah. It can be just an off day.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, and especially if it's like you guys are just now doing this. It's yeah. like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? But. You're thinking. What if. Because I'm like, okay, wait. See, this is one of those things. There are things, right, that, like you said, there's a list of things that each person has for what they look for in a significant mm-hmm. other, whatever. But I also like to analyze these things and think, even if it's not there yet, like we said before, can mm-hmm. it be fixed? Is there right is there opportunity for mm-hmm. for
so in that case growth? Scenario
there might be, you know, maybe case? Yeah, maybe you need to tell them something, but would you
see? But then okay, so okay, and this is another problem with today's society and dating today's society, is there some men that do not want to be told or cannot be told anything by a
if
woman?
If you can't, then no. If you can't take criticism in 2025, you need to get the hell out of here.
Because you it's do, like, really? Yeah.
Like, because it's like, how bad do you want this to really work?
Yeah.
Then? Because I'm trying to tell you what needs to happen.
And let me tell you, I love a man that's like, oh, teach me, tell me. Right. Like, you know right. what I'm saying? Mind you, I think as a man, you should know certain things, like how to change a shower head. But I think.
Not personal. No, that was just an example.
But, or how to change a tire, maybe, you know,
simple things.
But I think in yeah, certain like, but see,
oh shit!
But as he, what do you think it was?
Just the chair, you're,
like, grabbing on. But I think when it comes to intimacy, I don't know, because men may get offended for real if you're like. Right. I don't know. What would you do? Tell him?
Yeah.
What would you tell him?
I don't know.
Do it like this? The song was it? Nah, don't. The
song. Okay, no. I'm not going to lie. I would be afraid to say something. But maybe, I don't know. I just feel like there are certain windows of opportunity that you might have the second time around to be able to correct it.
Okay.
And I feel like if it still doesn't work, mm-hmm. that's important. You know, that's mm-hmm. something that's important. And I would totally understand somebody not being with somebody or moving forward.
Because of it. Yeah. Because yeah. I do think intimacy is very important. Yeah. I think after a couple, not after the first try, but I think after a couple times, if you're just like.
Like if it's the same mistake too every uh-huh. single time, then it's like. Okay.
Or if it's just not like connecting maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But back to what you're saying, I think, yeah, maybe it can be corrected. Or maybe, like, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes y'all need a little bit liquor to figure out y'all bodies, and then, you know what I'm saying?
See, but I really think it's, like, a matter of, and this is the thing, this is probably why we don't necessarily know this, is mm-hmm. a lot of people are nervous and will not admit it.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
And that's why I think the first time is bad to judge off it, because, hello, like, you guys are just doing this, like, you guys are probably both nervous. Right, he probably won't admit that. Maybe he's not. So, yeah, I think it should be after a couple times, But I do think, like, you guys just may need to learn each other's bodies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But some people will just be like, okay, yeah, no.
Because that's what's difficult, you know? Some people think that they're doing a really good job at this, but that worked on another person. Whereas yes. with you, you would never even yeah. like that.
Or it's like, you don't even know what they like. Yeah. You don't know the tempo. You don't know what they like. So I really just think, like, you need to get, yes. you know? And so and stop making it awkward. Like, just be like, what do you like? Like, what right. do you enjoy? You know what I'm saying? Some people are so, like, yeah. Some people are so, like... what, like,
crude,
yeah. Or they just like, I'm like, just ask what they like, or yeah. what the, you know what I'm saying, you know. But what do you think about, like, when you kiss somebody for the first time and you're just like, and it's not good, like, you don't not feel anything, but it's like the kiss didn't, there was like,
okay, wait, because there's a difference between not feeling anything and it just not being good.
Okay, so no, which one, so I would say feel something, but the kiss was like like, it wasn't, like, like, you didn't feel, not, see, like, you feel something with this person, but the kiss, like, didn't feel like there was chemistry.
See, so are we talking, like, you kissed them and there wasn't no, like, rainbows, fireworks, though?
No, I just think that, what if you kissed them and you're just,
or, like it just wasn't a good kiss.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't a good kiss.
See, I feel the same
it way. It could be fixed?
Though. Yeah. Okay. I think so.
But what if somebody just kisses her?
If
way?
They're just bad.
Just mad. You gotta get out of there.
You gotta go, because kiss, I mean,
come on.
You gotta fuck that up,
bro. But you never know. Some people
No, it is true though, because some of y'all,
let me tell you, I've had, you know, like three main exes, and I can tell you for damn sure they all kiss differently. You're yeah. just like, what is I don't think I've ever been in a relationship where they've kissed like the other person,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
No, that's actually true.
Yeah, and in my experience, yeah. you know, and so yeah. that's why I'm saying, like, some people don't be wanting to open their mouth, some people just
open it too damn much,
yeah. Some people like shoves it through, you're just like, what is happening? So
some
yeah.
people are like quick as hell, you know what I mean, like, no, oh yeah, my God.
Stop,
like, relax,
you know what,
I think it can be fixed, but again, I feel like after a certain amount of times, if you're kissing like that every damn time,
bye.
Good luck, Charlie. right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know though. You know, there are certain people, I've heard certain people out there say, like, after the kiss is when they knew, like
hell,
like,
no.
Oh, hell no. I know. But that goes back to chemistry, not yes. necessarily how they kiss.
Yeah. I mean, chemistry is very, very important.
For sure.
You know, but again, like, we kind of came to the conclusion, sometimes it can be fixed. Not all the time.
Not
but
all the sometimes. Time. Sometimes. And depending on how much you like that person.
Yes. I was going to say, if there's feelings there and you genuinely like this person, then I feel like maybe it can be fixable.
And maybe that's something, too, where it's like, I don't know. I'm sure sometimes after the situation is just that it's bad. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a bad kiss. But it also makes you think, like, if it wasn't that good, but you can't necessarily pinpoint why? What it was in yeah. the kiss, maybe you just don't like them as
exactly.
much as you think you did, you know? Because mm-hmm. feelings play
a big role.
Huge.
And sometimes, like she said, you may just be blinded. Like, you may think you really like this person, but it was maybe just lust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's another problem.
I was just going to say. Which brings us to our next problem.
Is there's too much. I think that today these people just like lust over people rather than actually like them.
Yeah.
And that's a big issue, I think, when it comes to men, like to women, because they just lust like the idea of them.
Yeah.
And so then when they do finally like hook up or whatever,
it's like, okay, I'm yeah. done. And I feel like that goes along with the fact that people just don't care to get to know people anymore,
yeah.
which I get it. Like, it's annoying to have the whole what's your favorite color conversation
yes.
all over again with different people. So I understand that. But at the same time, that's why it's so easy after the fact to be like, okay, once I've got what I'm looking for, because you don't know that person.
Yeah.
You have no bond with that
exactly
person, you know,
and it is super important. Like, you guys may have a great chemistry, but you need to know that person and how
right.
they think,
right?
And I mean, it's super, I feel like it is hard as women, because we can't sometimes tell if the man is just like lusting over us or mm-hmm. like actually liking us. So yeah, I think my I mean, I don't know, it all depends on the situation, but sometimes maybe you get to know them a little bit, you
right.
know what I'm saying,
right.
before you know what I'm saying,
yeah. And it depends what you're looking for. I mean,
that
if you're not
too.
Looking for an actual relationship, then obviously you don't need to go down their damn family tree, but
right,
like,
but women, be careful, because you may think that you're nonchalant and then you find out you're not,
right.
and you get feelings involved, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I mean, and it's okay to be like that, but you need to know that that's how you are,
right?
You know,
yeah.
Do we end right now?
I know. I'm like, I mean, I guess we have what? Like 2 minutes left.
Yeah. Should we just end?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, but yeah, so that's, I think, everything we, I mean, we covered a lot.
I feel like this is just one of those topics that you can go on and on.
Yeah.
So if you guys like this episode, let us know, and
we can
do
always do a part two
of it.
Yeah, we can always do a part two. So let us know, and don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
If you guys have any questions, suggestions, comments, whatever that you might want to see us do, mm-hmm. talk about, feel free to leave us a comment down below or send us an email, even though you never do.
thank you very much. And watch our clips on TikTok.
Yes.
And we will see you in the next episode.
Love you.
Bye.